Good afternoon, Jamie. How are you?
Good afternoon, Alex. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good.
Now, you are the person behind Wisecrack Comedy,
yep.
which established back in 2013, is that
yep.
right?
Yeah.
And you're a regular comedian and the comedy MC, which you'll be doing Wisecrack tomorrow night.
Yep.
But before we start talking about the regular at the Blue Moon, it's going to be coming on. Can you give us a little bit of a background of your how you got into comedy and what made you sort of get into comedy?
Well, I started doing comedy back in 2011 at a place called Bad Cat Comedy, which was on East Road at the Bakers. I think it was called the Baker.
I know you mean.
It's now called the Duke of Cambridge.
Yeah, and it's had a few changes of name,
yeah,
hasn't it?
Yeah, and I've basically got the bug since then. So ever since then, I've been going and doing gigs all up and down the country. Anywhere that's accessible and that will have me.
Yeah, because you have a brand, what you call, sit-down comedy.
Yeah.
Can you explain that to people?
Well, I kind of coined the sit-down comedy because I'm in a wheelchair, I have cerebral palsy, and I talk a lot about my disability and stuff in my act, so that's why I've...
Yeah, hence you were saying that you need places that are obviously accessible, which it should be for everywhere, but...
Yeah, it should be, ideally, but... There's different levels of accessibility, so I always like to check places out before I go down. And
it's things like you were saying, wasn't it, about, like, they'll have a stage and you can't actually get onto the stage unless you have a ramp, for instance.
And they'll have a disabled toilet, but it'll be upstairs.
Oh, dear. Yeah, hadn't thought that one through then, had they?
Nope.
Yeah, so is that part of your comedy act as well, sort of talking about some of these issues that you come across?
Well, I'm kind of... very self-deprecating, and I use my disability as a positive.
Yeah.
And I kind of break down barriers, and because a lot of people are scared to talk to someone with disability, even in 2020.
Yeah.
So I like to sort of break down barriers, and a lot of people think that people with cerebral palsy have a speech impediment, and I don't. So as soon as I come on stage and speak, I like to think that I've broken down one barrier already.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, people's sort of perceptions of what they think.
Yeah, perceptions of disability, and they think that if you have a disability, you can't do certain things, which is very untrue because disability is a wide spectrum of...
Absolutely. So you were saying that you did your foundation course first at CLC.
Yeah, I did my foundation course, general media studies at CLC. That was 1 year, and then I did a 2-year course in radio and journalism.
Yeah, so you said to me you can give me a run for money on this this stuff here. And from that, then you went on to comedy, and you're regular at the Edinburgh Fringe, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm a regular at the Edinburgh Fringe. I go there as long as possible, and I sort of, that's my holiday, basically. Just go, because I love the city in August. There's gigs everywhere. And obviously, like anywhere, you have to check places out and make sure.
Yeah, because some of them are in like really tiny little basements, aren't they?
Yeah.
And stuff. So those might be a bit more tricky, I guess.
Yeah, I tend to avoid the Free Fringe just purely because of access issues.
Yeah.
But I go to places like the Pleasance Courtyard.
Of course.
And the Gilded Balloon, which are majority of the time accessible.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a few venues that are up in like attics or down in basements that are not particularly accessible, but as long as you do your research before you go, you're generally all right.
Yeah. And so tell me more about Wisecrack Comedy. You set this up a few years ago now, and what made you sort of set it up? Just because you wanted to do a comedy night? Or?
Well, I started doing comedy, and then I went on and did a stand-up comedy course, and the teacher on that stand-up comedy course said the easiest way to do a gig is to set your own one up.
Very good point, yeah.
And basically, it gives me vital stage time that I need every month to and it gives me another string to my bow because I'm the MC, so I'm bringing the acts on and that.
So how did you go about choosing the acts to come on?
I'm in and around the Cambridge comedy circuit quite a lot, and I know quite a few people, and I like to, as it's in Cambridge, I like to get comedians from Cambridge, so there's a couple that are local to Cambridge on tomorrow night.
Right, so let's go to the about tomorrow night. So it's going to be the first The second Tuesday of every month now,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, the second Tuesday of every month.
At the Blue Moon.
At the Blue Moon.
And so first one tomorrow night.
Yeah.
And you've got, you're going to be emceeing. So do you do a little bit of stand-up and then you pass it on and then you introduce all the other acts?
Yeah, I do stand-up in between and and bring the acts on.
And so who have you got on tomorrow night then? You can have four acts each. You got four acts tomorrow?
Well, I'll vary the number of acts, but at least four.
Okay.
We've got Darcy Silver, who's headlining. We've also got local legend Ali Wildwood. She runs another comedy night in Cambridge as well.
Mm-hmm.
So, and she always goes down really well. And there's Josh James, who's a comedian from Essex, who's making waves at the moment with his solo show. And there's also another local comedian called Luke Anthony, who does a podcast with a load of other comedians as well.
Oh, excellent. So it sounds like a real good range of acts for tomorrow night.
Yeah, good range of acts. I like to sort of, I don't always have I have well-established acts, but I also like to try new acts out as well and give them a spot and see what they're...
Yeah, because it's nice to have a range, isn't it, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, because obviously people know the well-established acts, so they come for those, but then it might open their eyes to other people.
Yeah.
So what time is it tomorrow and how much is it?
It starts at 8 p.m. and it's free of charge.
There you go, everybody. It's free. Tomorrow night at the Blue Moon, what more could you want? That sounds a great night. But is it a pay-as-you...
Pay what you want, basically. So
it's a bit like...
On the outside.
Yeah, so it's a bit like The Fringe, where...
Yeah.
You know, you watch the show and then hopefully people enjoy it and then they pay with it.
And all the money would be going back into getting more comedians and paying their travel expenses.
And if people want to know more about Wisecrack Comedy, have you got like a website or a Facebook page?
We've got a website, wisecrackcomedy.co.uk. The easiest way to find us is on Facebook though, so that's Wisecrack Comedy UK. And that'll have the latest information on it.
Oh, very good.
For acts and stuff.
And that sounds great.
That are going on.
And you're saying that you are trying to apply for Edinburgh in the future this
year? Yeah, I've applied at the moment and I'm waiting to see if my applications will be accepted.
So you might be going up there and doing a show this year?
Well, I've been going up there for many years and I've always said to myself that one year I will have my own, so...
This is going to be the year.
Be the one.
Well, thank you very much for coming in, Jamie, and telling
us all
about
it.
It sounds like a great evening. So that's tomorrow night. It's the second Tuesday of the month at the Blue Moon in Cambridge. That's Norfolk Street, I believe.
Yeah, Norfolk Street.
Yeah, starting at 8 o'clock.
Starting at 8 o'clock. Yeah.
Free entry and pay what you like at the end. That's brilliant, Jamie. We're going to go to travel now. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Cambridge 105 Radio.